All right, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. You're quiet. I guess you're waiting on me to do something. Now, most of you know that today is my birthday because it was on the sign. And I've been preaching for about 66 years.
Y he predicado por 66 años.
And this is my first time
to
preach with an interpreter.
Predicando con un interpretador.
Okay. So, I sometimes kid the folks at home.
Algunas veces tengo el enfoque.
When I preach and I tell them this is Dud Sunday.
Y me se va el enfoque a otro lado y empiezo a decir otras cosas.
Because when they hear me preach, they'll say, get the other preacher back.
Cuando me empiezan a escuchar predicar, le dicen, mejor que predique otro.
But I feel like the Lord has given me something to share with you. In fact, I told my wife this afternoon.
Y creo que el Señor me ha dado algo para hablar y estaba hablando esto con mi esposa.
And this is something I rarely ever do.
Y esto es algo que muy rara vez lo hago.
Is tell anybody what I feel that God has told me to tell somebody in this congregation.
Es sentir que Dios me ha hablado y decir esto a las personas, sentir que Dios me ha hablado.
And I, by the grace of God, am going to share with you what I told her.
Y voy a compartir por la gracia del Señor lo que él me ha permitido compartir.
Brother Crosswhite asked me last night if I would come and preach tonight, and I said, really, no.
El pastor Crosswhite me pidió predicar esta noche. Yo le dije, no.
And then a little bit later, I said, if you really want me, I will come.
Pero yo le dije, si realmente quieres que venga, pues entonces voy a ir.
And I told my wife, God, and I'm going to tell this congregation, and I do this very, very rarely and very sparingly.
Y le dije a mi esposa que esto es muy raro que yo haga esto.
God has sent me with a message for somebody in this audience.
Y Dios me ha enviado con un mensaje para esta audiencia.
And by the grace of God, I'm going to deliver the message that God has sent to you from me tonight.
Y por la gracia de Dios, yo voy a dar este mensaje que me ha dado a mí para dárselo a usted.
You say, has God shown you something about me?
¿Acaso el Señor te ha mostrado algo de mí?
No, but he's let me know that somebody in this congregation needs to hear what thus saith the Lord.
Pero me ha hecho saber el Señor que hay alguien en esta congregación que tiene que escuchar lo que el Señor tiene que hablar.
God gave me this message a week or two ago.
El Señor me dio este mensaje algunas semanas atrás.
And I had no idea where or when I would even be preaching again.
No sabía dónde iba a predicar este mensaje o cuándo.
And here I am, folks.
Y aquí estoy ahora.
So I want to go into the word of the Lord tonight.
Así que quiero ir a la palabra del Señor esta noche.
And would you please forgive me if I forget just a moment and go a little bit longer than I should.
Me perdona si voy un poquito más del tiempo de lo que me corresponde.
I stand before you with a burden tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Estoy con ustedes con un peso, un sentir en el Espíritu Santo.
And by the grace of God, I'm going to deliver my soul. And God's going to give you a word that he sent me with that word. So allow me to go into the word of the Lord tonight.
Así que permítame ir a la palabra del Señor esta noche.
Exodus chapter number 14.
Éxodo capítulo 14.
Beginning at verse number 10.
Empezando con el verso 10.
And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt? Saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Verse 22. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on their left. Going over to John chapter 8, beginning at verse number 3. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. One more reading in your hearing. In Acts chapter number 16, beginning at verse number 23.
Hechos 16, 23.
And when they had laid many straps upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, and supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Dear Lord, I love you so very much today. And I'm so honored and I'm so grateful to be standing where I am tonight. Would you once again speak through these vocal cords and these feeble lips of flesh and clay? And let it be not me, Lord, but would you speak and would you bless, uplift, inspire and encourage these precious people, I pray, through the word and the delivery of same. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I want to preach to you tonight, just for a little while, with the help of the Lord, from this subject.
Quiero predicarles con este título.
Between a rock and a hard place.
Entre una roca y un lugar difícil.
Now, you young folks may never have heard this saying, but it is a phrase that years ago was fairly common. It simply means a situation out of which there seems to be no way, or you have no way of knowing, how am I going to get out of this?
Esta palabra, esta frase no existía antes, pero se refería a que esta frase... Es como que no tuvieras oportunidad de hacer nada, no tendrías seguridad, no tendrías saber qué hacer.
I think the three situations I have read to you certainly would fit the description that I have mentioned to you.
Creo que estas tres escrituras que le he estado hablando creo que encajan con lo que he dicho sobre esta frase.
Israel had been in Egyptian bondage for years and years, and suddenly they were on their way out of the bondage into a life totally and absolutely different than what they had been used to.
Egipto estuvo por muchos años esclavizado, pero ahora estaban saliendo de esa esclavitud por fin.
And they got out there, and it doesn't say anywhere, to my knowledge, else in the Bible, how they had talked to Moses when he went to bring them out of bondage into a freedom that most of them or none of them had ever really experienced.
Y muchos de ellos estaban hablando con Moisés que no habían experimentado esta libertad que tenían ahora.
And they came out to a place where they were bound in the front by the sea and behind by the Egyptian army. I think it's safely to say that this was absolutely between a rock and a hard place.
Cuando ellos estaban entre los egipcios atrás y el mar hacia adelante, estaban en un lugar difícil de salir y su situación era muy complicada.
Ladies and gentlemen, it may be that I'm speaking to somebody tonight that is in a situation such as I just read to you. You are in a place, you see no way out. How am I going to get out of this mess? What am I going to do? And how am I going to handle it?
Y esta palabra es para aquellos que están en lugares difíciles, que no sabes qué hacer, que no tienes solución.
Let me tell you, the Israelites looked at Moses, their leader, and they said, "This is what you brought us out. You're going to make us die in this wilderness."
Y la gente de Israel le decía a Moisés que para qué nos trajiste acá, nos vamos a morir por tu culpa.
Can I tell you tonight, when you don't know what to do, when there is no way out of the mess you've got yourself into, this is God's specials.
Cuando no sabes qué hacer, cuando no tienes ninguna solución, Jesús tiene la manera especial para sacarte de ahí.
I don't know what you're facing tonight. You may feel like I am totally, absolutely, and completely surrounded. But ladies and gentlemen, can I tell you there is a God that can make a way where there is no way.
Yo tal vez vea que tu situación está muy difícil y que no sabes a qué te estás enfrentando, pero Jesús está ahí para rescatarte.
You're facing something that you have not faced before. You're in a situation that you wonder, how did I get in this mess? And how in the name of the Lord am I ever going to get out of it?
Y te pusiste en una situación que no sabes cómo llegaste y te preguntas cómo vas a salir de aquello.
This is exactly what Israel thought. You brought us out here to die. Can I tell you, there may be a sea in the front of you and an army behind you, but God is on your side.
Tal vez estás como el pueblo de Israel que tienen el mar hacia adelante, el ejército de faraón atrás, y no sabes qué hacer, pero hay un Dios.
And ladies and gentlemen, if God be for us, who in the world can be against us tonight?
Y si Dios es con nosotros, ¿quién contra nosotros? Ni el mundo.
My Lord, have mercy. When there seems to be no way, God will step out and make a way where there is nothing but solid walls around you.
Cuando no hay camino, solamente hay murallas, Dios va a hacer un camino nuevo.
And when Israel said, "You brought us out here, and now we're going to die," and it may look, I told my wife recently and some of the folks, I said, recently God has been speaking to me so early, early in the mornings.
Le decía a mi esposa que Dios me estaba hablando muy de mañana sobre esto.
And God has been telling me two words, "Fear not," and then another little phrase, "Trust me, prove me now. And see what I can do."
Dos palabras me ha dicho el Señor: no temas, yo estaré contigo para que yo me pruebe a ti mismo.
So God is telling you tonight, I'm telling you what God is saying: fear not. Fear is the opposite of faith. Reach out in your mind and say, "God, I don't know what to do, but you know what to do.
Quiero que ponga en su mente que Señor no sé qué hacer, pero confío en ti porque el miedo es contrario a la fe.
Watch God make a door where there's nothing but a solid wall. And the Bible said when your ways please the Lord, he'll make even your enemies be at peace with you.
Y cuando tú estás con el Señor, va a hacer que tus enemigos estén en paz contigo.
There are many seas that we confront from time to time. It doesn't have to be a sea of water. It can be a sea of fear, or a sea of financial situation, or a sea of family problems, or a sea of anything. But it's an ocean in front of you, and you don't know how you're going to go forward.
Puede ser no tiene que ser exactamente un mar de agua, puede ser un mar de dificultades, de problemas, y no sabes qué hacer.
Let me put you in the place of Israel to Moses, and God says, tell them to go forward. Are you crazy, man? There's a sea in the front of us. What you don't realize, God's going to make a way in that sea. God's going to split it wide open and allow you to go forth with victory in the name of Jesus.
La gente de Israel no entendía cómo vamos a pasar el mar. Está loco, Moisés. Pero el Señor puede abrir un camino donde no se ve otro camino, donde parece imposible.
Man, you're telling us to do something that's impossible. Can I tell you what is impossible with man is nothing for God. Your situation and your problem and your impossible is nothing. Just a word or a touch from God and everything's going to be all right.
Tu problema no es nada para el Señor. ¿Y qué es el hombre para el Señor? El problema es nada.
And the old saying, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. And it might be that sea or that ocean of doubt is right in front of you. Could be like the front row seat here. And it's facing you head on and you wonder, God, what am I going to do?
Es el mar de duda, el mar de desesperación, y te preguntas, ¿qué vas a hacer para cruzarlo?
And God just says, take a step and I'll show you what I'll do. It's not what you're going to do, but it's what I'm going to do for you.
El Señor solamente dice, da el primer paso. No se trata de lo que tú harás, sino lo que yo voy a hacer en ti.
Some years ago, I was preaching in a church and a young lady asked for prayer. And she said, a man owed them money and he wouldn't pay. And they were struggling. I mean, they were hurting financially.
Una mujer en una iglesia tenía problemas de financiamiento y un hombre pedía dinero.
This was on a Sunday night. Pastor and myself prayed for that girl. And Wednesday night, I was back in the same church. And she was there. And she testified. And after we prayed Sunday night, the man came by on Monday and said, I need to pay y'all. And he paid them. Can I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, God can move men or he can move mountains.
Y para cuando oramos por ella, cuando yo volví a la iglesia, el hombre vino y pagó a la mujer. Y puedo decirle que el Señor hizo su obra.
And he not only paid them, but suddenly Tuesday she realized she had a physical ailment, and she realized God had healed her also on Monday. Can I tell you, I don't know what your problem is, but I know a God who can make a way when you are between a rock and a hard place.
No solamente eso, la mujer tenía una enfermedad, y ese mismo lunes cuando se le pagó fue sanada.
It is amazing. Can I give you a praise report that I just got today? I have one sister left. She's my younger sister. She's not in church. And for the last several years, she has been in terribly, really bad shape. Surgery after surgery. And didn't want to do anything. I mean, living in bitter, bitter pain. And we took a prayer cloth about 2 months ago and sent it to her. And today she called me to wish me happy birthday and give me a praise report.
Yo tenía una hermana que tuvo cirugía tras cirugía y tenía muy mala forma, no podía ni caminar, estaba muy mal, hasta que hoy mi cumpleaños me habló.
And she gave me this. She said, I got that prayer cloth on a Saturday. And she said, I wore it for 3 weeks. And she didn't realize one day, she thought, I'm not hurting anywhere. I'm not hurting anymore. And she said, I feel great. I just want to get out and do things and go places. She was not able to do anything. Ladies and gentlemen, if God did it for my sister, God can do it also for you.
Ahora mi hermana está sana. De alguna manera se sanó por el poder de Dios. Ahora me dijo que quiere hacer todo lo que ella quiere, salir para allá y para acá.
It doesn't have to be a physical problem. It can be any kind of a problem. But when we need a miracle, it's not a miracle to God, but it is to us. And just a word or just one touch from God, and everything will be all right.
Y solamente para Dios hace falta un toque, una palabra, para que ese milagro sea realidad.
Let me tell you another miracle in this. How many would even endeavor to think you would see dry ground in the bottom of a lake?
¿Cuántos han visto que el fondo del lago como se seca?
It does not happen.
Eso no pasa.
It's mud.
Es fango.
But God said they're going to go over on dry ground. Can you imagine walking through a wall of water on your right and a wall of water on your left? Ladies and gentlemen, it just does not happen in the normal. But you don't serve an ordinary God. You may not have an ordinary problem, but God's the master of every situation.
No tenemos un Dios ordinario, tenemos un Dios extraordinario que puede hacer lo imposible posible.
It's amazing. Between a rock and a hard place.
Entre la roca y un lugar difícil.
That's not a fun place to be.
No es un lugar divertido de estar.
And when that adulterous woman.
Cuando esa mujer adúltera.
They brought her to the Lord.
Se la trajeron al Señor.
We caught her.
La atrapamos.
And Moses said, stone her. What do you say?
Y Moisés dijo que la apedremos. ¿Qué dices tú ahora?
May I say to you tonight, the devil will come around and say, God ain't going to forgive you that. Let me tell you, there is no sin that's too big for God to not forgive it.
El diablo te va a venir a decir que no te van a perdonar eso, pero no hay ningún pecado que Dios no pueda perdonar.
You have not been so bad, and you have not done something that mercy from God Almighty will not wipe away that sin from your life and wash you in the blood, and you'll be forgiven of all of him.
No hay suficiente maldad que hayas hecho que no sea limpio por la misericordia y la gracia del Señor.
And so, let me tell you how I feel that woman must have felt. Any minute, I'm going to die. They're going to stone me. Because they quoted Moses.
Esta mujer sentía que en cualquier momento la iban a matar porque mencionaron a Moisés.
And the Lord looked up at those men and said, let the one of you that does not have any sin, you cast the first stone at her, and then he bent over again and wrote on the ground.
Y el Señor les dijo, el que no tenga pecado, arroje la primera piedra.
She was literally between a rock and a hard place. She thought, there is no way out of this. I'm going to die any minute. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil will tell you, it is a hopeless case. It's never hopeless when God's on the scene.
El diablo te va a decir que este caso no tiene esperanza, pero el Señor da la esperanza, así como a la mujer se la dio, que estaba a punto de morir y no murió.
And so the Lord looked up again, and there was not a man standing there other than himself.
No había otro hombre además de él.
And he told the woman, or asked the woman, said, woman, where's your accusers?
Y le preguntó, mujer, ¿dónde están los demás que te acusaban?
And she said, I don't have any, Lord. I love this about my Lord.
Y amo esto del Señor.
He looked at her and said, neither am I going to condemn you.
Y el Señor la vio y dijo, ni yo te condeno.
Go and sin no more. If you knew the past of every child of God in this congregation, some of us, it would probably shock you, and you would think, no way.
Y si vináramos el pasado de cada uno de nosotros, usted estaría muy sorprendido.
We came from all walks of life. Some lived a decent life. Some were in deep and bad sin. But God made us all the same. We've all been adopted into the family of God. We've all been washed in the blood. And now we are children of God.
Venimos de vidas decentes y vidas malas. Y todos hemos sido llamados y lavados por el nombre de Jesús.
You can't look at your neighbor and say, you were a lot worse than I was. You might have been, but now you're the same. God don't half clean you. He cleans you all the way.
El Señor está limpiado completamente. Incluso si ha sido peor o mejor que alguno de nosotros.
God don't say, I'll clean you of this, but not this. He said, where our sins are wiped away and we're washed in the blood of the Lamb. And he said, their iniquity I will remember no more. God don't even remember what you used to do.
El Señor no solamente te ha limpiado una parte, ha limpiado todo tu cuerpo con la sangre de Jesús. Y no se ha acordado más de tus pecados.
I might have been between a rock and a hard place, but God reached down on my left and he got the rock out of the way, and he reached on my right and he got the hard place out of the way, and I'm a free man because I've been born again of the water and of the Spirit of the Lord.
El Señor ha quitado la piedra y el lugar difícil y he nacido de nuevo por el nombre de Jesús.
It does not matter where you've been or what you have done. The blood of the Lamb washes every sin away. He's not like the doctor, and the doctor says, come back next week. When you repent at an altar, honestly repent. He doesn't leave any dredges or any residue. He wipes it all away. I used to be in the business of collecting old cars. I used to love to restore an old car. And you still see some of those things now, quite different places. And I promise you, when that car was brand new, it did not look near as good as it does after a good, whatever you want to call them, has had a hold of it. I don't know how you used to look, but I can tell you once God washes you in the blood and fills you with the Spirit, you look better than you ever did when you were out in sin.
Te puedo decir algo, cuando estabas afuera no te veías tan bien, pero ahora que el Señor te lavó con tu sangre te ves mil veces mejor.
You know why you're in the house of the Lord and in church tonight? It wasn't what you did. You were between a rock and a hard place, and God pulls you out of it.
No fue por tu voluntad que estuviste aquí, sino por la voluntad de Dios, porque estabas en un lugar donde tenías una piedra y un lugar difícil, y Él te trajo aquí.
You couldn't save yourself, but you came to somewhere, to an altar, and you began to cry out to God and said, God, I'm sorry. There's sin in the front of me. There's sin on my right. There's sin on my left. There's sin behind me. I'm between a rock and a hard place, but you know what? You're here tonight because God loved you enough and pulled you out of it.
Y tú estás aquí porque el Señor te ha sacado de todo el pecado que te rodeaba porque te ama.
And so you are a child of God.
Así que eres un hijo de Dios, hija de Dios.
Because that rock in that hard place might have began to be closing in on you. But the love and the mercy of God.
Pero ese lugar con la piedra y el lugar difícil empezó a cerrarse, pero el amor de Dios.
Reached down and took you by the hand. There is an old song said he came down to my level. And one of our preachers who I love dearly, he said, I didn't like that song. I didn't like that. God come down to my level. And he said, God began to deal with me. And it dawned on me, God had to come down to my level because I couldn't get up to his.
La verdad había una canción que decía que el Señor te iba a estar a mi nivel, pero la verdad no me gusta esa canción porque yo quiero ir a Él, no que Él venga a mí, es algo así.
You were standing in a place that you couldn't get out of on your own. But you simply went to God and he pulls you out.
Pero de ese lugar mismo te sacó el mismo Señor.
May I demonstrate a little bit, Brother Zach? Would you help me just a little bit? Here's a man. We all were like this. He couldn't get up to me if I were God. All he could do is reach up, and God reached down, and God pulled us out. Can I tell you, I couldn't save myself, but God reached down. God came down to my level, and God washed us in his blood.
Pero Dios bajó hacia mí, extendió su mano, yo extendí mi mano, y él me alcanzó y me sacó de ese lugar de pecado.
And a lot of us, God has healed us in times past. And God has supplied needs where there wasn't any way that we could see.
Dios nos ha sacado de lugares que no teníamos idea, pero nos ha limpiado.
But God came on the scene, and God did what man could not do.
Y Dios hizo lo que el hombre no podía hacer.
I've heard people say, sinners say, I don't know why I'm doing this.
La gente decía, no sé por qué estoy haciendo esto.
But I just feel like I've got to.
Pero tengo que hacerlo, siento de hacerlo.
And they've taken money out of their wallet and handed it to a child of God.
Sacaron dinero de su bolsillo, se lo dieron a un hijo de Dios.
It is amazing, because our God is not an ordinary God. He is the only real God there is.
Porque nuestro Dios es sorprendente, es el único y verdadero Dios.
So I don't know who I'm preaching to tonight. But I've come with a message that God said, tell you this, it's going to be all right. Would you stand with me right now? And let's love the Lord. And if you've got a need, would you begin to thank God for taking care of that need? It does not matter what that is. Would you just step out and come around the front now? And if you've got a need, we'll pray with you. But I believe with everything that's in me that God wants me to tell you, it is going to be all right.
Quiero que venga aquí al frente. Y si tiene una necesidad, oraremos por usted. Porque el Señor me ha hablado para que oremos por usted. Y Él va a ayudar con su necesidad.
If God can heal my sister through a prayer cloth,
a través de una oración,
then God can heal you.
Dios puede sanarte a ti también.
Let me ask you a question, and I just feel inspired to ask this. Is there anybody that's got pain in your body right now?
¿Alguien tiene dolor en su cuerpo?
Brother Pearl, you've got pain in your body right now. Can I tell you, in fear and in faith, God's going to take that pain and going to throw it away. Anybody else? You have pain in your body. Two. Three. I don't do things like this usually, folks. I'm very, very careful. But I believe I'm in the perfect will of God telling you this. I don't even normally say things like that. I told my wife this after. Brother Pearl, I want you to come. Brother Zach, get some oil somewhere. And I want some of you people, you men that are full of the Holy Ghost. We're going to pray. Brother Zach, would you anoint my brother Pearl? And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose I am and whom I serve, I rebuke that pain, and I cast it as far as the east is from the west. I cast it and I bind it from my brother in the name and for the glory of my Lord Jesus Christ. Let him be healed, God. In the name, is it gone, Brother Pearl? Is it gone? You don't feel it? Well, I guess if you can't feel it, it must be gone. Lift your hands, praise the Lord, brother. The other brother that had pain in your body, who was that? Would you step forward and let our brethren pray for you? This is not the way I normally do this, folks. I'm doing something. I'm 89 years old, doing something for the first time. God, oh my Lord Jesus, my Lord God, thank you. Thank you for moving the pain from my brother's body. I cast it, Lord, from back to the pit where it belongs and from where it came. For the glory of my Lord Jesus, I rebuke that pain, and I command it to leave his body, every bit of the pain. How you feel, brother?
¿Cómo te sientes?
Different? All right. Praise him. Is the pain gone?
¿Se fue el dolor?
Praise him. Folks, when you reach up, God also reaches down. When you can't reach God, he can reach you.
No puedes alcanzar a Dios. Él te alcanza a ti.
Where's the young lady that said, would you step? And some of you ladies, Brother Zach, anoint her. Some of you ladies that are full of the Holy Ghost, you're hurting in your body now, young lady. It's going to leave in the name of Jesus. You believe that with me? God, by the word of the Holy Lamb of God. Oh, my Lord God, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. I cast that pain. I rebuke it and I take charge over it. And I cast it as far as the east is from the west. Let that young lady be made whole. Let every pain depart from her body. Let her be absolutely, totally, completely free of any pain. Thank you. Thank you, the healer of all our diseases. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Is the pain gone?
¿Se fue el dolor?
It is gone?
¿Se fue?
It is gone. You're saying it is gone. Where's my brother?
¿Dónde está el otro hermano?
My brother that we just prayed for. Where am I looking over you? How you feel, my brother?
¿Cómo te sientes, hermano?
You feeling all right now?
Bien.
All right.
Muy bien.
Anybody else?
¿Alguien más?
My brother right there.
Hermano, aquí mismo.
Brother, in the name of the Lord of glory, by the word of the Lamb of God, I take charge, I rebuke the pain, I cast it as far as the east is from the west. God, let him be absolutely free and healed. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Was it your arm that's hurting? It's not hurting now. The pain is gone. Somebody in the congregation, you need a miracle of money.
¿Alguien más? Necesito un milagro de...
I don't know who you are, but I feel this in my spirit.
No sé quién es, pero lo siento en el espíritu.
Maybe I'm talking to a lot of you. There is one.
Hay uno.
I feel that this one. One special one really needs a touch of God or help from God. God, you said in your word you'd supply all of our needs. And this man says he has a dire financial need. So I'm asking you, God, whatever you got to do, would you make a way and open a door? And would you, oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. My Lord and my God, I love you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Now, a bunch of you laughed. And I guess a lot of you need a little bit of money or maybe a whole lot of money. Let me tell you something. If God can send a fish
si Dios puede enviar,
that's got money in his mouth, to pay their taxes. Do you think God can't send some way to supply your need? Did not God say he would supply every need? Now, we normally think of that as being monetary. You may have a mother-in-law or a father-in-law that's giving you fits. God can move that out of the way too. If God can shut the mouth of a lion, do you think he can't shut the mouth of a human? Please don't underestimate what God can do. If you've got a boss on the job that's giving you fits, God can move him. You don't have to move. But if God wants you to move, God's going to give you something better. That's not the only job in the country. But God can supply your every need. It does not matter. So I, with these men and ladies, we're going to pray for God to supply your need. If it's money, that's fine. If it's health, that's fine. It does not matter. You know what your need is. So would you believe the Lord with me? And let's pray one for another right now, God. We come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose I am and whom I serve. I thank you for taking care of every need, Lord. Whatever it is, it does not matter. Would you supply that need, whether it's tonight or tomorrow? Lord, I give in the name of the Lord Jesus. And you deserve and you receive all the glory. Thank you. Lift your hands and praise him. And thank him for it right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Anybody else, you have a special need. I don't normally do things like this. Anybody else got a special need tonight?
¿Alguien que tenga una petición especial?
All right. God bless you, Brother Zach.
Bueno, Dios les bendiga, entonces.
Thank you for having us tonight.
Gracias por tenernos esta noche.
Amen. What an awesome God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. And he's a restoring God. And when your life is broken and in shambles, amen, we serve a God of restoration that can come in and he can put you back together. Like Brother Schubert was saying, more beautiful than what you even came out of the manufacturer. That car is better when it's in the hands of that master that restores, amen. And when he preached that, I thought of a deal. It's an art called Katsuji, and it's where they take broken pottery, and in the hands of the master artist, they begin to put that pottery back together, and they begin to use gold and silver for the glue. And they say that the vessel is more valuable and more precious than what it was even when it was first made after it's been put back together. Why? Because it was in the hands of the master, of the master potter. And when you're in God's hand and he begins to shape you and put you back together, amen, what an awesome, beautiful vessel you'll become. Let God, amen. And as you go throughout your week, amen, let God work on your life. Find a time and a place to pray. Amen. Don't forget about your fast day. Amen. Let's touch God. It's revival for Nacogdoches. Amen. It's revival for our community, for our neighborhood, and wherever that may be. It's not just for Nacogdoches County. It's not just for Angelina County, but it's for Carthage. Amen. It's for Mount Enterprise. It's for Cushing. It's for Lufkin. Amen. I want to see revival, amen, in our world. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you. God, I ask you, Lord, to help us, guide us, strengthen us. Keep your hand of safety upon us, God. Lord Jesus, we love you and we honor you in Jesus' name. And real quick, before we're dismissed, there is a birthday today.
There's two
birthdays. Can you tell me the second?
I think Sister Betsy has the same birthday as her dad, but I'm not supposed to say anything.
Sister Betsy, you have the same birthday as your dad? All right. Let's sing him happy birthday, y'all. A happy birthday to you. A happy birthday to you. Let Jesus live every day of the year. A happy birthday to you. A happy birthday to you. And the best year you ever had. We pray God's blessings on you. We pray God's blessing on you. May you feel Jesus near every day of the year. We pray God's blessings on you. We pray God's blessing on you and the best year you ever had. Amen.